What is going on, K-State Nation? Another edition of the PBBD edition of this podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. And I'm recording this here on this Thursday night, folks, December 8th, 2022. This is Dallas Marathon Preview. And if you've been following this documentary, which has been called The Road to Dallas Edition, all the way back since August, I applaud you for that. It's been part of the Purple Project Podcast. If you missed any episodes of that, please go back and check that out wherever you get your podcast there as well. So coming to the end of this deal, I gotta tell you, man, I was ready last week to run this race. And I'm anxious to get down there. Anxious to get down there for sure. What to look for? What me to look for? Well, you know, somebody told me when signed up for this race, this was a two-loop course. Like, what the hell? I'm like, no, this better not be a two-loop course. But thankfully, it's not. I listened to a podcast earlier. I don't know who said this. Actually, I think it was on Lindsey Hines' podcast, I think, one of the guests. I've been going back and dipping through recent episodes there. Somebody said it was a victory. This is a victory lap. Well, it's a painful victory lap. But 26.2, if for those who don't know what a marathon is, 26.2 miles running around wherever you sign up for your marathon. So where that's here in Manhattan, where they had a little Apple Marathon recently, a few weeks ago in the cold-ass weather. I did the relay there, and I shared that on this pod. Go back, again, part of the Road to Dallas documentary, all fall semester long. Please go back and check that out. Let's see. The race is leading up this thing. I felt like I haven't done much. It's been mostly training. Let's see. The last 5K I did was all the way back in the summer. I think, yeah, all the way back, late summer was the Freedom Run, yeah, the Freedom Run 5K, haven't done many 5Ks since then, 10K I did in September in Kansas City, that was pretty good, fell a little short of a PR there, but I finished the race very strong there, and then, of course, the half marathon almost 2 months ago now, and went down in Wichita. Hit what I was supposed to hit there, not a PR. So this is what I've been training for with the coach. with the coach I hired all the way back in late summer, right? So again, I'm not gonna say it on here. I probably said it in the beginning. So if you're wondering what I'm trying to hit or go for, go all the way back to the beginning of this documentary. You can probably find that. But yeah, I haven't said it. I know what I want to run, but I don't want to tell anybody else. I don't want to jinx myself from not doing it. But I mean, all races aside, I mean, this is probably the least I've raced, year raced in quite a while. I'm usually the one jumping in all races around here. I'm looking forward to getting back into that next year, racing back with this fine Manhattan running community here in Manhattan, Kansas. That's one of the things I've missed. Probably the most I missed is running with friends and folks here in town. I haven't done that much because the fact that I've been putting all my chips in the basket here for this very race here, and I really want to perform well. So yeah, I want to make a statement this weekend and going down there and just be loose and let it all fly. This is what I work for, and we'll see what happens down there. I am going to make a pit stop tomorrow as I'm sitting and recording this on the Thursday night here, finalizing all this packing, getting loaded tonight so I can hop, wake up, and hit the road first thing, which is the plan anyway. Which is the plan from the week anyway, so hit the road first thing in the morning, get down there. But I'm going to make a detour stop in Arlington So that's going to be on the plans because the weather is supposed to be, yeah, with all the rain coming down there from the west to the east side, I saw a band getting off of work yesterday That the rain ban was like between Oklahoma and the top of Texas, going right in right in the meat sandwich, look like there. So, but I'm prepared. If it does rain on Sunday, I'm just gonna have to deal with it. But yeah, it was weird because initially last week when I looked at the weather, I've only checked it. I haven't been like constantly checking it because that doesn't do you any good, and I'm not gonna try to worry about it. But I looked at it once on Monday and, prior to Monday last week, it was not supposed to rain on Saturday. When I looked at it, actually, it was supposed to be sunny and raining on Friday. So this thing keeps changing. So you don't know, I don't know what I'm going to get here on Sunday. And Sunday looks, from what I've been told and what I looked at, should be good to go, but we'll see though. But yeah, it's supposed to be a little warmer, which is good. So if it rains, I mean, going back to the OKC earlier this year, it rained in the first few miles, so it was sprinkling early on. So and then after that, it tapered off, and it was overcast. So it looks like it's going to be the same exact thing, but a tad warmer. So we'll find out. We'll see what happens there. I'm just excited to get down there and get this thing rolling, get this thing popping. I've been waiting. I've hung around social media and all that, seen everybody else doing, hitting PRs and whatnot, doing good things, and I've been well overdue for mine. So hopefully, when all is said and done, when I talk to you next, we'll see what happens. But when I talk to you next, hopefully it'll be good. If not, then it is what it is. There, but my mindset is, hey, let's get this thing done. You've been waiting a long time since the last PR, and really last PR was I want to say last summer. It gotta be last summer or the summer prior to that. I don't know, but the last marathon PR was like 4 or 5 years ago, and I wanted a different perspective on this training cycle. I believe I got that for sure. With all this training I've done, different workouts, different paces, things like that, getting your body used to it, I think I'm ready for it. I really am. So we're gonna go down there and mix it up a little bit. Mix it up with them boys and girls a little bit down there. So I'm ready to get down there, settle in for the weekend, and Sunday morning comes around, rain or shine, go down there, make a statement. And do what we need to do down there. Hopefully to cross the line, the main thing, cross the finish line, finish the damn thing. And we'll see where we're at. For sure. But the game plan's in place, and we will just have to see where all the damn dominoes shake out. When the 26.2 miles is, I'm ready for this to be over. But I'm excited at the same time to see this thing through. And we'll see. We'll just have to see what happens. So you'll know by the tone, my tone next week when we chat postcast Dallas Marathon, how everything sits. But it's hard not to look ahead past this because I've already have some ideas where I want to go next. I'll talk about it later. I better not talk about it right now. But I have some ideas. I have some ideas where to go next. But for right now, me and my coach are really excited for this opportunity, and I can tell you this: the projection has gone down. I'll leave it at that. I'll leave it at that. But I know I want to run. But if you want to know what I want to run, go all the way back to the beginning of this documentary, The Road to Dallas, the documentary, and find out. But for the early miles, to give you a little sneak peek, real quick here before we close this thing out, should be going by the Dallas Mavericks arena. I know that. And obviously it's a little bit of the suburbans, downtown Dallas a little bit. I think the key thing is most of the second half of the race will be at White Lake Rock or something like that park, where it's like, I know it starts at 11. The course looks, everything's going to split at 9, because with the half marathoners, us, and apparently there's an ultra marathon apparently going to be going on at the same time. So Yeah, that going on, which I was not aware until looking at the catalog for this race and where the landmarks are going to hit. But yeah, the White Rock Lake is what it's called. Yeah, it's going to be mile 11. It's going to end around 19, and you're gonna, I know you're going to come up on, there's going to be two hills at this thing. I'm not going to worry about that because I run around hills all time around here. You'll be surprised. And fortunately for enough for me, I live in a neighborhood that has a pretty good important road, I would say, west side. Past what I want to say, past, shoot, dang it, a little bit past Colbert Hills. So I'm really excited to get down there. That's I'm not, I believe the hills are my strength. So if I get down there, yeah, that's my strength, I believe. So a little bit of variety and maintaining for me when hitting the White Rock Lake on those miles is maintain the pace. I think that's for me, because fact of the matter is, I think the catalog said people get caught up and run a little bit too fast going through that section, and save, you gotta save a little bit. Save a little bit for that last 10K. I was ready to get this thing on, man. Come back in town. It looks like from the elevation standpoint, it's a downhill finish from what I saw. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, you'll get a little hill in 3, 4, maybe another one before the split. I'm already prepared to tell. But yeah, that's just kind of a glimpse, and I'll give you more of a detailed breakdown of this on the postcast. So, but I'm ready to get this thing down going, and we shall see what card unfolds down in Dallas. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. That is the BMW Dallas Marathon preview. I'll be taking part of that on Sunday. Also, you got basketball on Sunday afternoon with men's basketball. And of course, before that is women's basketball against South Dakota State. So lots going on. Me, K-State, and everybody else, if you're not subscribed to this podcast, what are you waiting for? Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And thank you so much again. I cannot explain this enough. Thank you from me, my co-host Alex Aiden, for subscribing to this podcast and for tuning in weekly or daily for that matter, because we have been getting consistent numbers consistently. And things are just on the move for this podcast as well. So definitely a big thanks to you guys for listening every day for the Purple Project Podcast. Stay tuned for more coverage throughout the rest of the weekend, and we'll definitely be talking about this next week on the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats. We'll talk to you guys on the next edition.